An Weihnachten geht's doch eigentlich um Gefühle. Naja, und um die Geschenke natürlich. Verpacke beides liebevoll. Mit tollen Geschenkinspirationen bei Douglas. Nur du kennst deine Lieblingsmenschen so gut und landest deshalb einfach immer einen Volltreffer. Mit wunderbarer Kosmetik, Pflegeprodukten und Düften bei Douglas. Und bei dir bleibt die Gewissheit, die größte Freude gemacht zu haben. Also, verschenke das Douglas-Gefühl.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show this morning, stupid sports, plus a guy swings for hours and Donnie Baker right after this.
Now, I wanted to feature something from Tom Mabe. This needs a little bit of an introduction.
One day I'm sitting around the house with my buddy, Keith McGill, who's a black guy. And I said, look, I call my cell phone company for real, saying, look, every time I use my cell phone, I got to echo my voice. And the girl's like,
do you want to hear it? This is you and Keith McGill. Together you called your cell phone company. We deleted the name of the cell phone company from the phone call here. And it went something like this.
May I have your cell phone number, including the area code?
502-3792.
Thank you. Hold one moment, please. May I ask whom I'm speaking with?
Tom Mabe.
Thank you, Mr. Mabe. How may I help you today?
Yeah, every time I use my cell phone, I got an echo in my voice.
I'll be trying to use my phone to get an echo and
an
stuff.
An echo, sir?
Yes. It's weird. It kind of makes me sound like a black man.
It made me sound like an African-American. Crackle.
Sir, do you mainly notice this when you're roaming or outside of the calling area?
Sometimes I'm like in a questionable part of town.
Sometimes when I'm on my baby mama house, I can't hear my people.
Well, you could try turning down the volume on your headset.
Oh, I can do that?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you could try that.
Let me try that while I got you on the phone. Hold on. I don't think that works.
That ain't hitting on nothing.
Sir, you can update your phone by hitting *228.
I've done that.
I don't know. I did try to get a new car from the liquor store, and it ain't working.
I don't think I can help you. You probably need to take your phone to one of our local retail stores.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that.
I ain't feeling that.
Well, sir, I don't think there's anything I can do to help you.
I'm not trying to be rude here, but is there anyone else I can talk with, maybe?
Who your boss is?
Guys, I don't think this is very funny.
Look, here's the deal. Your customer service is off. I'm just trying to get my phone fixed. I'm thinking about writing a letter to someone.
I'm about to jack somebody up. Meet me outside.
You can't write a letter. Goodbye.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
I apologize earlier today. I misspoke and I said Fisty Lee.
So bring it back up because we call attention.
No, no, I'm not calling attention. I'm saying it was my fault. Well, I did not do it intentionally.
Well, we just got some. I got an email from the boys in research and development, Fisty Lee, testing off the chart.
Well,
we have to keep right.
See, Fisty Lee could be a boxer.
Yeah, that's exactly what people are thinking.
No, nothing to do with the box, actually.
Okay. I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, I think you can either one.
That's Chick McGee over there. It's Josh Arnold. That's Pat Godwin over there, the guy that just hit himself in the face with his guitar.
I'm okay.
You all right?
You have to relax.
You know what they say, if you hit yourself in the face with a guitar, don't fret.
No.
You'll be okay. Solid joke.
Oh,
that reminds
me. Close, but no guitar.
I love the new commenting. Always a compliment on your jokes. I love it.
Just getting ready for the Ace Cosby joke of the week. Now, Ace, as you may or may not have heard, Ace is a big Oakland Raider fan. Well, they're still the Oakland Raiders. They're going to be back in Oakland this year. Are they playing in San Francisco?
They're in Oakland.
Okay, that got settled. Okay.
But now next season,
they've announced a game that I have tickets to with the Raiders, and earlier today, Ace and I talked about it. I said, I've got great seats for that game. I'll give you two of my seats. But then I decided, no. Those seats will be yours if. Today and tomorrow, the jokes of the day are up to speed. It's been a rough week for the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Judges, you?
Come on.
What do you mean, have who judges you me? Ever of course been I judge.
To, have you ever used Tom's seats to go see the Raiders?
One time, I believe. You've used back in the seats. 90s, maybe.
Yeah, you can't. Don't. They're, just trust me.
They're on the 50.
Take it from me.
They're great seats.
They're great seats.
Don't do it. You will get your ass ridden from.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
I've been to Chicago. I've been to most of you.
You're not going
to
wear. Are you going to wear Raiders gear?
Right.
I will be subtle.
I'm telling you. You're asking for trouble.
Okay, Bob will be there. He might be upset.
So you will have fun.
Well, I doubt it. Not if you're wearing Raiders stuff.
Just stay.
I believe the phrase is separate but equal.
May I have the other two so I can.
Yeah, Sophie's a Raider fan. I don't know if you know.
Little
that.
Supreme Court joke for you there. Thank you very much.
No, I just want to go and monitor and report back what happens.
You can be Ace's date.
No, I'm not going to be Ace's date.
Okay. Why not? Why can't you go with Ace?
No such thing as a free football ticket, Ace. You know what I mean?
Ask gas or grass.
You want a hot dog? We'll grab
my
a
own
hold
date.
Of this.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry. We were at the sports
one
desk.
One more sports story.
Now, you were objecting to
under protest.
You were objecting to this great story about Granny Hulk from Arkansas. She's 69 years of age, about to turn 70, and she's got the world record for deadlifting. She's a badass.
305 pounds, and she only weighs 123. I get
good
amazing.
For her.
Can you
she
imagine
didn't start lifting until she was 60?
Stupid sports. Yeah. Stupid sports.
Can you imagine though, if this is your granny's that strong, she comes up, "Hi, little Bobby," pinches your cheek, and oh God, I'm bleeding.
She looks like she's in her late 40s or something.
Yeah, she
does not look
great.
69.
Lifting weights is great for you as, you,
yeah,
as one ages.
How old is she?
How old is she?
69.
All right.
You see, I lay on my back.
Okay,
you get atop of me.
Tell me about it.
And you put your ankles
we understand conceptually where you're going.
Stupid sports. Yeah, I like it. Stupid sports.
What's the other one you're objecting to reading?
A New Zealand team.
If I'm going too slow, tap your foot against
right.
my ear.
All right, we got it.
Sorry.
Okay. We understand ear. What's happening.
Tap your foot against my ear.
We get the anatomy of the situation.
Now I have to do the intro again. Stupid sports. A New Zealand
I'll be
team.
Josh. Take an occasional break. I got a BLT
just
in the bed.
Just remember, if you stop, I stop. Won't start until you restart.
If I'm too salty, let me know.
Whoa.
This BLT is...
If I'm too salty,
salty, let me know.
Wash your... Never mind.
He started it.
You might want to wash your testicles.
Yeah,
she
might. You're salty down there.
Where are we?
Stupid sports. A New Zealand teen is attempting to break a world record by swinging on a swing.
Man, how long does he have to do this?
40 hours.
40 hours.
Of nonstop swinging.
Per Guinness World Record rules, Charlie O'Brien.
How does he pee?
Hawks Bay, I bet all over the place.
Yeah.
All
like
over him,
wiggle,
all over
right?
the...
You ever done that?
Peed on a swing? I have not.
No. So
you can't.
Have you ever peed on a swing?
That moonbeam's home and took a dump in a jar. Yeah, have you ever? You might be a pig. A pig is an animal.
Because if you were peeing in a swing, think about it, Christy. It's fine when you're going... backward.
Right, but when you're going this
but
way,
when
you're
reach...
going to be peeing in your...
Well, no, but when you're...
when you start coming back, you see...
Yeah.
Blow into your
you're
face.
You're not safe in any position.
No, I think you'd be safe on the backswing, but then... Then you reach, what's that called, the apex? What is that?
When
you reach the top
the
part.
The apogee, the perigee.
I forget
the,
what it is. But the point is, you're going to be peeing all over yourself.
You will pee on yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
Per Guinness World Rules.
Yeah.
And here's the weird part. Charlie O'Brien, he's the New Zealand teen, must have 4 witnesses at all times.
Yeah.
And
they have to videotape the whole thing.
He's allowed 5-minute breaks every hour.
Oh.
2 of them are his weeping parents.
We raised an idiot.
We wanted him to just be possibly a tobacconist, but no, he's...
Well, I want to say...
He may stack breaks and save up for longer breaks if he wants.
Oh, if he's got a dump brewing?
Yeah.
No, but 40 hours, he's going to have to... Because no one's pushing him. He has to be swinging on his own.
Well,
sure.
Yeah.
So presumably,
can you imagine if somebody was pushing him?
Because then he could go to sleep.
According to his friend, Kate Shellard, he's been suffering from motion sickness throughout the
Oh, God.
Just vomiting nonstop. Oh. And again, you want to vomit on the backswing.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Oh, right. Yeah. She's added that she had to get him a cushion to prevent his rear from becoming sore.
I bet.
As he once again tries to break a world record by swinging on a swing for 40 hours.
Stupid sports.
Yeah.
Stupid sports.
Come on.
Well, I think it's great. First of all, obviously, he was the loneliest kid at the park as a child.
Obviously.
But for those parents, I am one, when you have a child of a certain age and you have to push them.
Right.
And I just saw this over the weekend. There was a guy there with me, and we were all doing stuff at the park, and his kid got on the swing, and he was pushing with the left hand. Mm-hmm. I think he was doing something, reading the New York Times or something on his phone.
Yeah.
Because it kind of left
Don't
a while.
Stop, Daddy.
Man, this guy's legs are going to give out. They're not going to. Can you pump like that for 40 hours?
And how does it have to be a full pump? Can you just like.
He has to keep
how pumping.
How high does he have to swinging?
What if they're playing that swinging song? Can he coast a little bit? Or does he have
I guess
to
he
pump
could
pump
every now and again, but man.
I mean, as long as you're, it wouldn't count as long as you're moving. There must be some sort of.
Yeah. His thighs have to be on fire.
I heard this. He wanted to break the seesaw record.
Yes.
But he has no friends.
Oh, that is sad. Yeah. Oh,
he has four friends.
Yeah.
Keep walking each side of the seesaw. It's sad.
I got to get a new seesaw.
Oh, my God. Words you heard in 1918.
You're not.
That means you have an old seesaw?
Yeah.
You know what we have to do to make that backyard really pop? Get a new seesaw.
That's exactly right.
It's in my backyard.
We got a seesaw.
In which backyard? Sam's backyard?
We'll get a cotton candy machine.
The plank and barrel we have now just ain't cutting it.
He has an original 1950s swing set in his backyard.
Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, the Tetanus 2000?
Yes, exactly.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, it's made out of...
It's been rehabbed.
It's made out of deadly lead. Believe me.
The guy that built the house was a plumber, contractor. Yeah. So he made a homemade swing set that is amazing.
I am amazed you allow your children on it.
I had it checked and it's got all new chains on it. But right next to it,
mouth on the
right
pipe.
Next to it was the seesaw, but the wood finally rotted, so I've got to get a new plank. So I have.
Are you going to make a seesaw? That'd be cool. Make your own.
I could, but I don't really have that kind of time, so I'll have Greg do it for me.
Okay.
Poor Greg.
He's just over at the house yesterday.
What was he doing for you yesterday?
Still need my
handyman. Greg is the guy that is a housewarming gift for Josh. I had Greg go over and power wash his deck.
Yeah, that's right. And he was on my way to redo my deck 2 years ago, or however long ago
came
it
up.
Was.
Yeah,
something came up. You told him to go to Josh's house.
He was there immediately. Boy, did we laugh and laugh.
Was that a good time?
Yeah.
Hey, did you repaint your deck or stain it? What did you do to that?
He just power washed it, and then...
Did you do anything to it?
No.
After?
I'm going to this spring.
Oh, what are you going to do?
You got to be careful, though.
He told me all about the timing.
Staining decks is very tricky.
Yeah, I got to do something about mine.
Very tricky.
Well, I guess Christy jumped in front of me now, so...
No, I have someone else.
No, I'm not using
Greg. I'll tell Greg. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, he'll have it done by the morning.
No.
So let me get this straight.
I've been waiting for a year and a half to get my...
You are ghosting my handyman. Sorry,
I'll
Greg.
My deck finished for a year and a half.
I have my own handyman.
I'll bet you do. I've heard.
Greg doesn't
baby,
need to drive all the way to my
I'm your handyman. You know who else?
Worst
James Taylor song ever.
It's not James Taylor.
That's Jimmy Blackwell. I know.
It's a great song.
Otis Blackwell.
Robert Kraft is doing a new version of that.
Oh, boy.
Handyman?
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
So now what's going on there? Are they releasing his video or not?
They announced they were going to release the video, and then he's lawyered up, and they're a judge, I think.
And money was distributed.
Yep.
And
who was going to release the video of him in the spa?
The prosecutor.
The law in Florida says that prosecutor. Victorial evidence, is that the word, is
public.
So
does it have to be?
Well, that's what they're trying.
We'll have to find
out. They're lawyering up.
Would you watch it?
I don't have much interest in seeing
You don't want to see Robert Kraft's O face?
I want to hear it.
Seeing his toes wiggle and stretch as he's about to finish.
I want to hear Robert Kraft shout out some racist thing about this Japanese woman.
Oh, no.
Talk dirty to me, Suki.
You see his legs doing that involuntary shake as he gets closer and closer.
Hey, Tokyo Rose, how about Nagasaki? Whatever gets him off.
Whatever gets him off.
Oh, my.
Yeah, nice.
Possibly.
Adam bomb. Wasn't he in there for like 15 minutes or something, though?
Call me Fat Man and call that little boy.
That's a very nice atomic bomb reference, Josh. Did not get the laugh it deserved. Especially from you, Chick McGee.
No, it was right.
You are conversant with...
It was factual. That's why I didn't
You're conversant with all of your World
he
War II stuff.
He was in there for 15 minutes and had two ladies at the same time. Is that what I heard or not?
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, he had two at a time money, right?
Sure he did.
Yeah.
He had money to build an exact replica of where backyard. He was going in his backyard.
All right, but
he could, in the world of human trafficking, his kind of money, he could purchase a human being, which would be slightly more illegal than what happened, allegedly.
You want two. You know, one to work the, and then the other to cradle the...
Really? That's, no, it's Shaft, too, sure, it's sure, too much work. Could we move on?
Yeah, where were on
we?
Both sides.
Is that sports? Is that sports?
Huh?
Is that sports?
No. Stupid sports.
Yep, that was stupid sports. That's what you're getting from that.
I want to see if this guy actually broke the record. It's actually happening. I'll try to get
the swinging guy.
Try to get
him. Is he still swinging?
He was swinging this morning.
Eating chocolate pie. Swinging.
Just a swinging.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
Want to do a song here, Pat, before we get to the news?
Sure. What do you want?
Well, we had a couple things we were talking about that I thought we could bring back up for you. One of them was porno, but I think we covered that yesterday with Josh's porn song.
We could do the Robert Kraft song, or we could do the new CBD thing.
Or
we haven't gotten to that yet.
Why don't we talk about it for another
seven let's
minutes.
Debate for another 45 seconds
about what we're going to do. That'd be great. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, Donnie, before we start.
Stupid sports is my new favorite thing.
Thank you, Donnie. Thank you very much.
Donnie, now
I'm going to be a season ticket holder. Yeah. So this some dick's going to be on swing for 40 hours.
Yeah, he's swinging for 40 hours, Donnie.
I'm like you, Christy. When's he going to pee?
I don't know.
Because you know in a swing, when you try to get momentum started, you get that running start and you kick.
Mm-hmm.
And then to stop, everybody uses their heels to bottom out, and you're going to get a big rut there. So you know if he pees, it's going to puddle.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, and I bet you $50 that's how the slip and slide was invented. Swear to God.
God, I love a good slip and slide. That's one of my favorite things.
Hey, Tom, I heard about that one chick said she married a ghost of a pirate. You know they're talking about it on TV now.
Yeah.
And I was going to update you. Now they've broke up.
That's right. The woman whose so-called marriage to the pirate ghost is some sad news. The marriage is on the rocks.
Lunatic.
Last year, Amanda Sparrow Large, 46, alleged she tied the knot with the spirit of a Haitian pirate who was executed in the 1700s for stealing on the high seas. But Ms. Large recently announced on her Facebook page that she's splitting up with her ghostly hubby, whom she calls Jack.
Oh, that's sad.
Quote, so I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over.
Oh.
I will explain all in due course, but for now I want to say, be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with.
Oh, sure. No.
When you're a lunatic.
Yeah, I'll be taking that Ouija board back. Can you imagine being friends with her and her family? Like, it ain't bad enough you had to sit through a one-sided wedding and buy them a gift. Now you got to listen to her drone on for the next year about why their marriage didn't work out.
Oh, it's a shame.
I never felt like he was really here for me. I wonder why it didn't work out. Maybe her pirate ghost husband was into some kinky stuff and wanted to have a threesome with Blackbeard's ghost or something.
Uh-huh.
And then knowing how nutty this chick is, she is probably banging Beetlejuice on the side and the pirate ghost got upset.
Mm-hmm.
And marrying a ghost would be right up my second cousin, Betty Marie's alley.
Really? She into ghosts?
No, but she's into dating convicted felons, Tom.
Oh, whoa.
And that's just like dating a ghost.
Really?
You know, she's still responsible for going to work, paying all the bills. And when it's time to take care of business in the sack, she's responsible for handling that part herself, too.
Or a man's in the big house.
Wore a diddle finger down to the nub.
Oh,
I ain't never told anybody this before, but back in high school one time, I thought I'd bang the ghost.
Really?
Really?
I swear to God, I was at a bonfire party at my friend Danny Major's house.
Yeah.
And we was bonging Purple Passion by the 2 liter. I ended up going upstairs, and I'm barely there, passing out in some random bedroom in a walk-in closet. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I come to with this ghost chick making out with me.
Ooh.
I still half popped. And she's half dressed. So I'm like, well, this won't be the first or last time I've hooked up some sketchy chick in a walk-in closet, so I'll continue the pound party.
Oh.
But then afterward, I'll stumble out into the morning sun and realize she ain't no ghost. It's actually this chick from my shop class, Stacy Majors, Danny's albino cousin.
Really?
I swear to God. Which scared the hell out of me since, because I thought she was a ghost at first. I didn't even bother putting on a Peter poncho.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, Christy. Luckily, I didn't knock her up.
God,
that's the last thing I needed was a bunch of little powder kegs running around.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.